Canto 8, Chapter 14. The System of Universal Management. The king said, O great sage, can you please describe to me the activities in which all these Manus and the others are engaged during each Manvantara and who appoints them? The Rishi said, O king, the Manus and all their sons, the sages, the Indras, and the godly souls, no doubt all resort under the rule of the original person. The Lord of Sacrifice, Yajna, and the other incarnations of the Supreme Personality, I already discussed, O King, constitute the lead followed by the Manus and others in charge of the universal affairs. In disregard of the penance as exemplified by the sages, in the cause of a Mahayuga, the Vedic instruction is lost that promotes the Sanatana Dharma. With that in mind, the Manus are engaged, for as long as they are present in this world, in directly establishing this fourfold Dharma as instructed by the Lord, O ruler of men. Till the end of the era, the rulers of the universe, the heirs of Manu, execute that order, just as the demigods and the other divisions of enjoyers of the results of the sacrifices do this. Indra maintains all the places of the three worlds by providing all the rain that the world needs, and thus enjoys the excellent opulence of the three worlds that is given by the Supreme Lord. In every yuga, the Lord assumes the forms of liberated persons, the perfected souls, or the siddhas, to explain the transcendental knowledge. He assumes the forms of great saints, rishis, to explain what karma entails, performing rituals, and he assumes the forms of great lords of yoga in order to teach the science of unifying in consciousness. In the form of the founding fathers, the Prajapatis, he creates offspring. To annihilate the miscreants, he assumes the form of kings, and in the form of time, he is there to put an end to everything that became different in following the basic qualities of nature. People who under the influence of Maya are bewildered by the illusion of his names and forms and approach him with different views, darshanas, are looking for him but cannot find him. With all these changes of the Manus that I described as taking place in one day of Brahma, one Kalpa, I thus reported about the 14 Manvantaras the scholars speak about.